The musical Hairspray dominated the 2003 Tony Awards. This is music from the original cast recording of Hairspray. It's the stage version of the 1988 John Waters movie, and last night it won 8 awards.
Best performance by a featured actor in a musical, Dick Latessa, Hairspray.
It was awarded to Jack O'Brien, Hairspray.
And the Tony goes to Hairspray! Yeah!
Including best score, book, costume design, and director. The musical focuses on an overweight teenage girl and her parents while exploring larger social and racial attitudes of 1962 Baltimore. Suspense was high at several points. One of the leading contenders for Best Actor in a Musical was Antonio Banderas of 9, based on Federico Fellini's movie 8.5. Banderas faced Hairspray's Harvey Fierstein for Best Actor in a Musical. Fierstein won.
Thank you. Boy, am I glad this wasn't a beauty contest.
Another surprise came when Hairspray leading lady Marissa Jarrett Winoker beat Broadway favorite Bernadette Peters of Gypsy for Best Actress.
My sister made me a painting years ago that said fairy tales do come true. And oh my God, if a 4'11" chubby New York girl can be a leading lady in a Broadway show and win a Tony, then anything can happen.
Top actress honors in a play went to Vanessa Redgrave for A Long Day's Journey Into Night, her first Tony. Redgrave's co-star, Brian Dennehy, also won for Best Actor in a Play.
I have to say, I'm very surprised and gratified. My family's all here in the front row. How about that, huh? Pretty good. I remember when I was a kid back in the 40s, sitting way back up there someplace. Didn't have to wear a tuxedo either, I'll tell you.
Long Day's Journey Into Night did not make the cut for Best Play.
And the American Theatre Wing's Tony Award for Best Play goes to
Take Me Out!
The Richard Greenberg drama about a gay baseball player received Best Play and Best Play Director. 9, which won as Best Revival of a Musical, Movin' Out and La Boheme all won 2 awards each, and the Deaf Poetry Jam won for a special theatrical event.
Write a poem letting everybody know that God is my life.
I want to hear an Elvis is dead, but Tito Puente is still alive poem.
I want to live the poem of a dirty Southern belle who through the love of God overcomes ignorance to live free and very well.
I want to hear a poem. I want to learn something I didn't know. I want to say yes at the end because I'm sick of saying so.
The play, now closed, was a Broadway version of a poetry slam in which poets improvise or read aloud in a confrontational style. But at the end of the night, it all came back to the sounds of the 60s when Hairspray received the 2003 Tony for Best Musical.